8. Requirements of an equitable environment.
Equity is about fairness, ensuring equality of access, recognizing inequalities, and taking steps to address them. Under UK law, organizations must not unlawfully discriminate against members, participants, or volunteers based on their protected characteristics, which include age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion or belief, sex, and sexual orientation. Equity goes beyond simply providing equal access. It acknowledges that structural barriers may prevent certain individuals or groups from fully participating. By recognizing these disparities, equity seeks to implement measures that ensure fair and equal opportunities, ensuring that everyone has a fair opportunity to succeed. This may involve addressing obstacles related to socioeconomic background, disability, gender identity, sexual orientation, or other factors, and providing necessary support or adjustments to enable participation. Ultimately, equity aims to build a more inclusive and just environment where each person's potential can be realized to the fullest extent. Respecting and accommodating religious and cultural beliefs is essential in creating a truly inclusive jiu-jitsu environment. Many individuals come from diverse backgrounds, and their beliefs may influence their participation in training. Ensuring that these beliefs are recognized and respected fosters a welcoming space where all students can feel comfortable and valued. Key considerations include dress code accommodations. Some students may need to wear religious attire, such as head coverings, for example, hijabs, turbans, or kippahs, or modest clothing. Clubs should allow for adaptations to the standard uniform where necessary, ensuring that these adjustments do not compromise safety or performance. Additionally, offering all participants the choice to wear either a white or blue gi empowers women to participate fully by ensuring that their comfort and modesty preferences are respected. Religious observances. Being flexible with the etiquette of jiu-jitsu to allow students to observe religious obligations can help make training more accessible. Instructors should also be mindful of religious fasting periods, such as Ramadan, and adjust training intensity accordingly. Dietary requirements. When organizing events, competitions, or social gatherings, it is important to consider dietary restrictions related to religious or cultural beliefs, such as halal, kosher, or vegetarian/vegan requirements. Respecting personal boundaries, some students may have cultural or religious reasons for preferring to train with partners of the same gender. Instructors should be open to these preferences and make reasonable accommodations while maintaining an inclusive training experience. The benefits of diversity in jiu-jitsu go beyond inclusion, they strengthen the art itself. Training with a diverse range of partners enhances adaptability, problem-solving, and technical skill, as students learn to adjust to different body types, movement styles, and approaches. Exposure to varied perspectives also fosters mutual respect, empathy, and teamwork, helping to dismantle stereotypes and barriers that may have previously discouraged participation. Seeing people from diverse backgrounds succeed in jiu-jitsu inspires others to participate, progress, and feel a sense of belonging. A truly inclusive martial arts community welcomes individuals of all ages, abilities, genders, ethnicities, sexual orientations, and cultural backgrounds, creating a richer, more dynamic environment. Supporting disabled people in jiu-jitsu. As part of this commitment, jiu-jitsu clubs must make reasonable adjustments to ensure that people with disabilities can participate fully. The term disability refers to a long-term physical, sensory, cognitive, or learning condition that significantly affects a person's ability to carry out everyday activities. A jiu-jitsu class may include students with a range of disabilities or neurodivergent individuals who may require additional support in their learning. Club instructors should be aware of students' needs and adapt their teaching accordingly, ensuring that assistant instructors are also informed and prepared to provide appropriate support. When teaching students who may require additional learning support, it is important to recognize that progress will still be structured and gradual, but the pace may vary. Some students may benefit from smaller class sizes or a higher instructor-to-student ratio. Disabled students should be included in training alongside their peers, with reasonable adjustments made as needed. Some support needs will be visible and obvious, while others may be identified through the physical activity readiness questionnaire completed as part of the license application. Club instructors should be mindful of conditions that may impact learning, such as hearing or visual impairments, coordination and balance difficulties, and slower reaction times. Some students may require medication during training and should have easy access to it when needed. Additionally, training intensity and rest periods should be adjusted to accommodate students with different fitness levels. Instructors may also offer guidance on appropriate nutrition and hydration to support performance and recovery. This will be covered in Unit 10. Mental health and well-being in Jiu-Jitsu. Mental health is just as important as physical health in creating a supportive and inclusive training environment. Many individuals participate in Jiu-Jitsu to improve their mental well-being, reduce stress, build confidence, and develop resilience. However, some students may also be managing conditions such as anxiety, depression, PTSD, or other mental health challenges that can affect their participation. Jiu-Jitsu clubs should foster a culture of understanding, where mental health is acknowledged and supported. Considerations include encouraging open communication. Students should feel comfortable discussing any concerns about their mental health with their instructor. Creating an environment where individuals can train at their own pace without judgment is key. Recognizing signs of distress, instructors should be mindful of students who may be struggling with their mental health. Changes in behavior, withdrawal from training, or difficulty concentrating may indicate that a student needs support. Offering flexibility, some students may need breaks or modifications to their training routine to accommodate their mental well-being. Encouraging mindfulness, breath control, and relaxation techniques can also help. Providing support and signposting. While instructors are not mental health professionals, they can help by signposting students to appropriate resources or support networks if needed. By recognizing the role that jiu-jitsu can play in mental well-being and making accommodations where necessary, clubs can ensure that students feel safe, supported, and empowered in their training. LGBTQ+ inclusion and respect. Jiu-jitsu clubs should foster an environment of respect, inclusion, and safety for all students, including those who identify as LGBTQ+. While many LGBTQ+ individuals feel welcomed in martial arts spaces, others may face challenges related to gender identity, sexual orientation, or social acceptance. Instructors should take proactive steps to ensure that all students feel valued and comfortable in their training environment. Key considerations include respecting gender identity. Students should be addressed by their preferred name and pronouns. If unsure, instructors should ask privately and respectfully rather than assume. Acknowledging individual comfort levels, some students may have concerns about close contact training, particularly in relation to groundwork. Instructors should encourage open communication and ensure that everyone feels comfortable and respected during training. By actively promoting a culture of inclusion, Jiu-Jitsu clubs can help ensure that LGBTQ+ students feel safe, valued, and empowered to participate fully in training. Effective communication and accessibility. Instructors should consider adapting their communication methods where necessary. For example, when teaching students with hearing impairments, it is particularly important to face the class and use clear gestures to aid understanding. Similarly, ensuring that verbal instructions are clear and concise can benefit neurodivergent students who may process information differently. It is also essential to inform visiting instructors of any relevant adjustments, especially for conditions that are not immediately visible. Accessibility considerations should extend beyond instruction. For example, students who use mobility aids, such as wheelchairs, will require adequate space to maneuver safely and participate fully in training. Defining discrimination. Discrimination can take many forms, including direct discrimination, treating someone less favorably due to a protected characteristic. Indirect discrimination, policies or practices that disadvantage people with protected characteristics. Harassment, unwanted behavior that violates someone's dignity or creates a hostile environment. Victimization, treating someone badly for making or supporting a complaint under the Equality Act. Challenging discrimination. As a jiu-jitsu instructor, it is not just your responsibility to teach technique, it is also your duty to uphold a respectful, inclusive training environment. When discrimination occurs, how you respond matters. Effective handling of inappropriate language or behavior reinforces your leadership and helps foster a safe, positive club culture. Recognizing discriminatory behavior in jiu-jitsu settings. Examples of discrimination that instructors may encounter. Age, mocking older or younger students. Disability, ignoring reasonable adjustments or excluding students with physical or cognitive challenges. Gender reassignment, misgendering or excluding trans and non-binary students. Marriage/civil partnership, making assumptions about a person's relationship choices or status. Pregnancy/maternity, questioning a student's capability to be part of the team while pregnant. Race, using racial slurs, stereotyping, or excluding individuals based on cultural background. Religion/belief, disrespecting religious dress, dietary requirements, or prayer needs. Sex, sexist jokes, belittling women's contributions, or implying women are less capable. Sexual orientation, homophobic or biphobic remarks, jokes, or assumptions about someone's identity. Addressing incidents of discrimination. Discriminatory behavior may be overt, a sexist joke, a homophobic slur, or intentional misgendering. Subtle, backhanded compliments, microaggressions, or exclusionary actions. Unintentional, a student may say something inappropriate out of ignorance rather than malice. Regardless of intent, all such incidents must be addressed. When an incident occurs, take the following steps. 1. Act promptly. Intervene as soon as possible, ideally at the moment it happens. Delaying action can be seen as passive approval. Example. If a student says, "You roll like a girl," pause the class briefly and address it calmly. We do not use language that demeans anyone. Everyone here deserves respect, no matter their gender. 2. Stay calm and objective. Avoid reacting with anger or embarrassment. Separate the person from the behavior. Focus on what was said or done, not who they are. Use language like, "That comment is not appropriate here." Let's keep things positive and respectful. 3. Explain why it is unacceptable. Reference the Jiu-Jitsu Foundation values and legal responsibility not to discriminate. Explain the impact. Help the person understand why the behavior is harmful. Discriminatory language can make others feel unsafe or unwelcome. It can undermine team cohesion and trust. Example. Comments like that can alienate people in the room. We want everyone to feel they belong here. 4. Reaffirm expectations. Remind the group, or the individual, of the values of the Jiu-Jitsu Foundation: respect, inclusivity, and support. Reinforce that the training space must be safe for all, regardless of gender identity, sexuality, or background. Example. Let's remember, this is a space where everyone trains with respect. Discrimination does not belong here. 5. Provide support to those affected. If someone was targeted or upset, check in with them privately. Acknowledge their feelings and let them know the behavior was not acceptable. Ask if they need any further support. Example. I just wanted to make sure you were okay after that comment. I addressed it because it's important that you feel safe here. 6. Follow up if necessary. If inappropriate behavior persists, follow the Jiu-Jitsu Foundation disciplinary process. Repeated or serious incidents may require written warnings, temporary suspension, or removal from the club. Keep brief records of what happened and what actions you took, especially for repeated behaviors. Scenario-based example. Scenario: during a light-hearted moment, a student says, "Don't be such a girl," to a male classmate. A few others chuckle. Instructor response, during class. "Hey everyone, just a quick reminder, we do not use gendered remarks here. It is important that we all respect one another. Let's keep it supportive." After class, optional follow-up with the speaker. "I just wanted to chat quickly. That comment about being a girl, even if it was said jokingly, remarks like that can reinforce harmful stereotypes. Thanks for being open to feedback." By confidently and compassionately addressing all incidents, you reinforce the integrity of your club and help create a training space where every student feels safe, seen, and respected. When instructors foster an inclusive training environment and take proactive steps to accommodate different needs, Jiu-Jitsu clubs can ensure that all students have the opportunity to develop their skills, build confidence, and reach their full potential. This is the end of this module. You now need to complete some questions before moving to the next unit. Requirements of an equitable environment, questions. You must answer at least 8 out of the 10 questions correctly, 75%, to progress to the next unit. Unless otherwise indicated, choose one answer only.